Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the first week of our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
You see, on the left-hand side, it says eternity past, and I'm just going to go through these. I don't know if I can do it in 5 minutes or not, but this is so good. You see creation, Genesis 1:1. Then you see alienation. Then you see a new nation. These are our peaks, our highlights, if you will, in Scripture. And all this has to do with our Lord's coming. All of this. And again, I just don't have time to break this down. A new nation. Who is that new nation? Yeah, it's Israel. Remember, Abraham became the first Jew? Abraham came, he was the first Jew, and he promised the people of Israel, he promised them something, a land. And what God told Abraham in the book of Genesis, he's going to fulfill it in the book of the Revelation. We'll see that during in our studies and all. But anyway, that's why that was so important, a new nation. Israel is the apple of God's eye. I'm telling you, you don't mess with Israel. It's God's people. I didn't say they were saved people. I said they're God's people. One day, though, Israel will be saved. I just read this again just from another writer, and I love to read after people who agree with me. Preacher, you're crazy. Yeah, I just only read, you know, well-respected men. I have a conviction about something. Then you got, hey, man, he must be right because I believe that. And he made a statement in the book about that when Jesus comes in the Revelation, that the nation of Israel, the remnant, will be saved on sight. And you don't read that in a lot of places. You don't hear that in a lot of places. And he actually wrote it in a book where they'll be saved on sight. When they said, Lord, where did you get these wounds in your hands? He said, I received them in the house of my friends. And that when Jesus comes in the Revelation, that Israel will see Jesus Christ and they will be saved on sight. Literally, they believe. And that's what who can think of a thing? Can a nation be born in a day? Absolutely. The same way Paul, Saul of Tarsus, was saved on the road to Damascus on sight, remember? He's a picture. That's why Paul said, I was preborn. I was born as one born out of due season. He was a picture of the nation of Israel. When a bright light, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Is that you, Lord? That's how it's written. Is that you, Lord? Is that you? Two questions he asked. Is this good? This is exciting to me to think. Just a picture of Paul, Saul of Tarsus. Lord, is that you? Saul, why persecutest thou me? Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Boy, that's two different. He was saved on sight. Is that you, Lord? Yes, Saul, that's me. Lord, I believe. What will you have me? Like that, he was saved on sight. When Jesus comes into Revelation, the Mount of Olives splits. Preacher, you believe it? Absolutely. An Armageddon is taking place, and he rescues the people. And Israel will look at him, and what happened? You did this to me. I believe. Israel will be saved on sight. That's why the new nation that started with Abraham, well, he was saved by generation two, by the way. It's a picture of Paul. Only if none of us seen Jesus. Please don't raise your hand. That's all you know. But he appeared to Abraham. Remember? Abraham was saved on sight. Paul, he was saved. These are the Jews. Are you following? Hope you get the picture. Abraham the first. Then Saul became Paul. And then it's a picture. Anyway, then we have incarnation, salvation. And in some of your book, I just added this past week, was ascension. I'm still adding to this. It's not in your paper. Notice they're all I-O-N's, T-I-O-N, I-O-N, or whatever. There's ascension, which is a huge part of our Lord's coming, because he's coming back. Then you have the translation. Then you have intimidation. Again, I won't have time to get... Let me just stop right there and we'll finish the rest of this chart. Then we'll get into Revelation chapter number 1 next week. Again, I read again this week Ezekiel 38 and 39. Because I knew I'd be standing before you. And I just wanted to read it again and just to confirm what I believe. And it didn't change my mind. I just believe. In fact, the battle of Gog and Magog that we read in Ezekiel 38 and 39 will take place after the translation of the saints and before the tribulation period. Just so you, they're two different, these are different. People think that when the translation takes place, the tribulation begins Daniel's 70th week. No, 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 no. There's a period of time between the translation of the saints and the tribulation period, or Daniel 70th week, and we'll look at that next week. But there's a period of time, okay? And I believe that through my personal Bible study, that the battle of Gog and Magog will take place shortly after translation of the saints, and we'll get into that as we get farther in our study. That's when the battle got, that one-sixth of the army goes back up north. In other words, God destroys five-sixths of the army that comes. There's another battle, Gog and Magog. It's at the end, the people get confused. They all get wiped out. There's two, they're different battles, completely different battles. So that battle, Gog and Magog, as you read in chapters number 38, mostly 39, it says they are cleaning the armaments and of the warfare for 7 years. Isn't that interesting? What's taking place during 7 years? There's time periods here. And for months, they're actually burying bodies. And people who can't touch them, they have to put signs. Can you imagine putting signs? There's a dead body here. They're not able to touch them, you know. There'd be signs everywhere. I went to Angola many years ago. Never forget that trip. And some of y'all remember me going to Angola. We were stuck in Angola, me and the dear missionary friend. He's in heaven today to do some preaching and evangelizing in Angola. Long story short, we went out in the bush, and we were stuck there for 3 days. In that, our vehicle broke down. Literally broke down. And we lived on nothing but tuna fish and water for 3 days. What's for breakfast? Tuna fish. What's for lunch? Tuna fish. What's for supper? Tuna fish. Okay? 3 days. Long story short. And we were in a place where there were landmines were marked with a skull and crossbones. When Princess Diana was alive, remember, that was one of her goals, that she'd try to get all these landmines and raise money, millions of dollars, get all these things. Well, Angola was in the Civil War. That's a long story short. But all these landmines are still there. I don't know if they're there today, but when we were there, you could see they were marked. The skull, don't hear, all over the place. They were marked. Matter of fact, let me finish that story. After 3 days, we started, well, nobody's coming to get us. And we run out of tuna fish. We wound up getting help. We wound up getting on a Russian plane to fly from in the middle of the country to Luanda, which was the capital, to catch our flight back home. The Lord has a great sense of humor. We were in the middle of this of Angola, nothing but jungle, this little airstrip. We got on, I think we paid like $100 to fly to Luanda. Guess what was on that? It was a cargo plane. Guess what was on that plane? Fish packed with ice. And we sat on a jumper seat in the back, and me and Brother Dearmore, we had the best laugh. God has a great sense of humor. Been eating tuna fish for 3 days, and we're in this transport plane with, right at our, all this. I go home, so help me, my wife could tell you this. She had no idea. The first meal I had when I came home, you know what she had fixed me? A tuna casserole. So help me. And I had the biggest laugh. What that has to do with Revelation, I have no idea. But I'm looking forward to her study. Stay with me. I promise next week we'll finish this. Okay, the little chart. And we'll get into Revelation chapter number 1. And I'm already getting ahead. I've started studying, and I've been through this book many, many times. It never gets old. Preacher, we've heard that before. We're going to hear it again, fresh and anew. Our Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for your soon coming. Until you come for us, may we be found faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's get ready for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.